What a glorious, powerful, wonderful name it is. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for life, for a new day in you. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we were raised up this morning because your life energized us. And Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that your strength empowers us, oh God, through grace to live life to the full. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the sufficiency that's in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. What a wonderful God we serve. What a glorious God we worship. We adore you. We bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord, that you are here with us doing extraordinary things this day. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we have your Spirit and the Spirit of truth will pray in and with and through us this day. For we shall declare your purposes here in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural eyesight to see, supernatural hearing to hear what you are saying, and supernatural ability to prophesy that which is and will forever be the truth of God, benefiting all and glorifying you, God, in Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you all this evening to this very special time of praying together. These times are special because prayer is about being in the presence of God. And I'm reminded of the rod of Aaron that budded in the Holy of Holies in a dark room. It not only budded, it bore fruit and revealed the real essence of what that stick was. It was just an ordinary stick carried about by that tribe, and God revealed what kind of a stick it was. And I believe that tonight, as we pray, as we're in the presence of God, God is going to reveal the true essence of who you are in Him. I declare this day that every satanic agenda will be brought to an immediate halt, and that the gang of darkness will be disbanded forcefully, because the grace of God is operational in our lives. I thank God that that which God has given to you, no one will be able to steal or manipulate away from you. Destiny stealers will not steal that which belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that will contradict the plans of God for my life shall not succeed. Destiny switches will not operate around us, for we are the blessed of the Lord, and we will stay blessed and highly favored of Him forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are going to pray through Psalm 33, but before we do so, I want to remind us about firstly, to thank God for the conference we just finished last weekend, the Spiritual Reset Conference. We'll thank God that He met us here and did for us what only He can do, and that He is building us up by His Spirit for a glorious experience in Him. You know, the Bible tells us about how the Lord Jesus Christ did certain things that He might fulfill what the Scriptures had already declared. I believe that every time as we are following through with the mandate of the Lord, that God is doing something with us and in us. And I want to thank God for those who gave towards the restoration of the roof of the church that collapsed in Nigeria. And we sent some funds already, sent much more than came in. And so you are very well welcome to continue to give towards it. And when we reach the cover the excess that we had put in, whatever else comes through, we are going to continue to send that so that they can fulfill that which they need to accomplish. Amen? Praise the Lord. And finally, in just a few days from now, it's about 3 weeks from now, we are going to be having another conference. The Lord had assigned us to have a conference, a convocation every month this year. It's something that we've never done before, but all of this year, we are having a conference, and we are having speakers from around the world every month, and in all of my years of leading as a pastor of this work that God had led us to start many years ago, we've never done anything like we're doing this year. This has just been an incredible year. So far, I guess we've had close to, I would say, close to 30 speakers, special speakers from around the world this year. And this is what? This is just May. And, you know, in January, we had quite a few speakers through the month of January. And so we're excited about what God has been doing and the things that He's yet to do. All of these anointings just coming together. It's going to be explosive. I thank God for what He has done and what He's doing. But this next month, we are going to be having another conference. And the focus of this conference is Arise and Be Healed. I'd like you to watch this quick video. And do please promote this particular conference. And, you know, let God use you. And your influence to touch so many lives. You know, the amazing thing about this time is that people can watch anywhere in the world. So you can send this message, this video, to any part of the world, and they will be able to watch. So let's watch the video. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that particular video. It is speaking in so many languages to us in our spirits. We are expecting God to do something extraordinary, but we are also expecting to align ourselves with His word. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 33. Word of God says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. See, that word there is a very interesting word, that word rejoice. It means to rejoice one person, to rejoice yourself. So rejoice is to rejoice. And to rejoice means that you are reinstigating yourself to express joy, no matter what the situation is. When you're rejoicing, you are celebrating something. You're celebrating. Therefore, when you think about the word rejoice, which means to rejoice, and you think about it as an expression of celebration, then you see that as an expression of faith. In fact, that word, ranan, that word, simply actually means not just making a loud noise and shouting and all of that, which it is. It means to triumph, to be triumphant. And it means to overcome. The word ranan can be translated to overcome. Not only to overcome something, but to be overcome by something, but the sense of being overcome by something is to be overcome by the joy of God, not depression, not the circumstance, but to, on the flip side, overcome that particular situation by your shout of praise. And God says, you and I need to do that. Those that are righteous. There's a strange translation to that word, ranan, which means to make a creak, like a creaking sound. And, well, when you make a creaking sounds are annoying. And basically, what God's word is saying is, you righteous, annoy the devil. make a creaking sound and annoy the devil. Let him know that you are not stoppable. Amen? It says, for praise is comely for the upright. It's the right thing for upright people to do. The right thing. That means not rejoicing is not the right thing. Living under the weight of depression, under the weight of the circumstances that challenge and want to rob us of our joy, God says, succumbing to that is not the right thing. The right thing is praise coming out of your spirit unto the Lord. It says, praise the Lord with harp and sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Sing unto him a new song. I remember close to a year back, I think it was, the Lord was giving me a word for us as a church, you know, in the message, and he said, sing unto me a new song. I said, okay, sing unto me a new song. What is the message? He said, sing unto me a new song. I said, I don't get it. What do you mean, sing unto me a new song? You want us to sing a new song? Is that what? But I'm asking you about the message. He said, the message is sing unto me a new song. I said, God, I'm not getting it. What are you saying? He made it plain to me. He said, you keep on singing an old song. You already know the problem. Why do you keep on repeating it? Sing a new song. Sing a different song. Sing the song of victory. Ah, Let the blind say, I can see. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. That's a new song. Your circumstance is old. God wants you to sing a different song. Prophesy differently. And so our first focus of prayer tonight is to celebrate with thanksgiving what we are believing God for. What are you believing God for? God is not interested in you restating and rehearsing the problem. He already knows there's a mountain there. But he says, tell the mountain to leave. Not just stay there and say, oh, this mountain is so big. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? That's an old song. You know, somebody said, when you sing country music backwards, you get all of your stuff back. You get your house back. You get your wife back. You get your life back. Well, because they sing a new song. Stop singing that old country song. Sing a new song. Hallelujah. And this is the song of the rock. Sing a new song, man. Sing a new song. So tonight, we're just going to sing a new song. It's going to be a different declaration. So tonight, begin to celebrate with thanksgiving that which you are believing God for. Talk about the strength that you have. Talk about, thank you, Father. I am in university right now, and I'm studying the course that you've assigned for me as part of my destiny. Thank you, Lord, that I'm now married and I have children. And I thank you, Lord, oh God, that my children are growing up. You're not married yet, but you're thanking God for that. That's a new song. Can you do that tonight? I'm going to pray what I want to pray. You're going to pray what you want to pray. But we are going to be testifying of the goodness of the Lord. So lift up your voice before the Lord right now and begin to say what you want. Not what you have or are experiencing right now. What you want. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Sing a new song. Celebrate with thanksgiving that which you believe in God for. Go, do it. Kadobo Shadalabaro. praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You have done it. You've done it. You've done it. You've done it. And it is well with us, oh God, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We're singing a new song. We're strong and we are healthy. Growing, oh God, in the fullness of your purpose. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. It says, play skillful with a loud noise. And verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is right. And all his works are done in truth. God's word is right. And his works are done in truth. Oh, Father, we give you praise. The word of the Lord is right. And all his works are done in truth. You know what that means to us today? It's powerful. You see, when you receive a word from God, no matter how resistant the enemy is to that word will come to pass. And you don't need to lie and cheat and do crazy things to make it happen. You don't need to be twisting in the wind, because all his works are done in truth. You want, you're an immigrant or somebody who wants to be an immigrant. You don't have to lie and cheat, you know, to get your papers. No, all his works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is right. If God says this is where you're supposed to be, that's where you're going to be. When God sent Mom and I to Canada many years ago, yes, the enemy was there trying to challenge the word of the Lord. But we didn't have to lie and cheat and whatever else, you know, to, you know, get qualified. No, all his works were done in truth. All his works were done in truth. And so we don't have to look, you know, behind us, you know, day in, day out, and somebody going to come and find out this or find out that, whatever, blah, 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 so on and so forth. No, no, no. The word of the Lord is right. What God says is the right thing. And no matter what the challenge is, God's word will be made manifest. It comes to pass. It comes to pass. God's word will not return back to him void. It must accomplish what it is sent for. Whatever that prophetic word is over your life, it will come to pass, no matter how long. Might be taking a long time, but it will happen. It took a long time for Abraham and Sarah to have their son, but it came to pass. That's right. It took forever, so to speak, from the Garden of Eden till when Jesus, our Lord, showed up. But guess what? It came to pass. God has never spoken anything out of his mouth that will not come to pass. It will all come to pass according to his declaration. Whether that came out of his mouth or came out of your mouth, because he said, I will put my words in your mouth. He says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And everything will be done in truth. No, you know, they say in Nigeria, no mango mango. No funny games. No twisting of the truth. So we're going to pray now. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, oh God, that your word is forever true. Help me to always remember that whatever it is that you've declared must be made manifest in my life. I don't have to make up things. Your works are done in truth. You're going to do what you say you're going to do. And I position myself to always patiently believe you to bring to pass your divine promises and mandate. Hallelujah. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that your promises are yes and in you. Amen. Whatever it is that you have spoken, whatever word has come forth out of your mouth concerning my life, concerning the life of my family, concerning the lives of those, oh God, that are our partners, concerning, oh God, your calling, oh God, upon our lives as a family, as a team, as, oh God, your voice, oh God, to the people of the earth. Lord, oh God, everything shall come to pass. And Father, I thank you this day, oh God, that we don't need, oh God, to cut corners to make things happen. For Lord, oh God, you will perform. You will bring to pass everything that you have declared. Your word is always true. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to do what you say. Oh, Father, I position myself patiently, waiting, oh God, upon you. For they that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. Thank you, oh God, for rejuvenation. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for renewed vision. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for supernatural reset. Father, oh God, thank you, Lord, oh God, that grace is upon our lives to see the manifestation of your will, of your word, of your purpose. And Lord, oh God, nothing shall be denied us. You will not hold back any good thing from your sons and your daughters. And Lord, oh God, we have been called by you. We've been raised up by you. We are righteous, oh God, because you have given us that gift of righteousness. And we are upright before you. For Lord, oh God, your grace is upon our lives. Therefore, there must be a manifestation. We declare, manifest, manifest, word of the living God, be manifested speedily. Every good word, every good thing has been accomplished and now must be made manifest. Lord, oh God, we declare supernatural download. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Supernatural download of a manifestation of your will and your word. You are God and you reign forever. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Glory be to God. Verse 5 says, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, the first sentence, he loveth righteousness and judgment, colon, meaning that the next statement is explaining the previous statement. Well, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It's explaining he loveth righteousness and judgment. So what is that? What is in God's sight righteousness and judgment? Righteousness is about the gift of God that is given to us, which is a manifestation of the goodness of God. And judgment, when we think about judgment, don't think about judgment as something evil, but that God is a just God and a fair God and a merciful God. And so when we talk about the judgment of God, we're talking about God writing things in my favor, making certain that things line up properly so that I can experience that which he wants me to experience, his goodness. You see, in the book of in the first book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that God said that Adam and Eve were not to eat from a particular tree. But the enemy said, well, God knows that if you eat of that tree, you're going to be like God, knowing good and evil. Until that time, all the man knew was good. I'm sure you get the point. All he knew was good until he ate that fruit. And then he knew good and evil. Which means that God's real intent for you and I is not to know evil. Only good. Only good. Only God, until that point, had experienced good and evil. And the evil came from the devil, who's rebelling against the plans and the purpose of God. And so God's plan was for man not to experience anything that has to do with the evil one. So tonight we're going to pray, God, your plan for me is for me to experience the fullness of your goodness in the earth. So today I divorce myself from everything that has to do with the devil. Say, Pastor, that's bold. How can you do that? Well, that's not for me to explain away. That's for me to believe. According to your faith, let it be unto you. I say, I don't want anything to do with that slew foot. I want to know the goodness of God. Only the goodness of God. I don't want to be walking around with evil. You know, this is how deep this is. God causes all things to work together for good. All things. To them that are loved of God and have been called according to his purpose, all things work together for good. All God wants me to experience is good. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. He didn't say, surely, goodness and evil. He says, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy. We're going to begin to thank God that all our lives is seasoned with the goodness of God. Goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. You know why mercy? Because I might trip and do the wrong thing or think the wrong thing or act the wrong way. And God says, all I want you to experience is good. So I'm going to put mercy here and cover that nonsense out of your life. I'm going to cut off that enemy out. I don't want the devil dipping his hand in the same plate with me. Jesus allowed that so that I don't experience that. You say, when did he do that? When he allowed Judas to dip his hand in the same bowl with him. So that I don't have to have that. So tonight, I'm going to pray, and I know you are going to pray, God, every spirit, every cohort of the evil one, everything that is of the devil, I'm divorced from that stuff, and I am going to experience only the goodness of God in my life henceforth. Hallelujah. God, your plan from the beginning was for me to only experience your goodness. Yes. My life is continually seasoned with the goodness of God. Today I divorce myself from anything that has to do with the devil. Praise the Lord. Pray. Pray. If all you can pray is exactly those words that you have on the screen right now, pray that. Hallelujah. That's why the points are made, so you can pray what you see there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, O God, that only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And therefore, any plot of the enemy to bring anything evil into my life, this day is counseled. It is counseled. It is counseled. It is counseled. It is counseled and eradicated. The devil shall not put his hand in the same bowl with me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, O God, that, Father, only those, O God, that seek my well-being are going to surround me, are going to be part of my life. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that your word says, let him shout for joy, favor my righteous cause. Let him say continually, oh, glorious God. Blessed be the name of the living God who takes pleasure in my prosperity. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone, oh God, that doesn't seek my well-being, remove from my life, cut them off now, 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 now. Anything, oh God, that will cause my life not to be in that constant state of celebration, eradicate. This is your perfect will. For in heaven there are no tears. And your word says, oh God, that I can experience heaven on earth now. I don't have to wait. I can live that life today. So therefore, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, surely your goodness and your mercy are following me. Lord, oh God, it's following every partner. Oh God, it's following every member of my family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, oh God, an eradication of wrong words, wrong thoughts, wrong attitudes, wrong actions, wrong situations out of my life. Father, I thank you, Lord, oh God, that there is no lack. Oh, Father, for your word says, oh God, that even lions, young lions, shall lack. But they, the righteous, the upright, shall lack nothing good. Father, I declare, oh God, that it is so, even now, unto me and unto this house of faith, Lord, oh God, and every partner and everyone that is joining with us even now in prayer, Lord, oh God, that you are revealing your goodness to them and you are shooing off every experience that wants to rob them of the joy of the Lord, which strengthens them. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth. The heavens were made by the breath of his mouth. Isn't that incredible? The heavens were made by the breath of his mouth. If the heavens were made by the breath of his mouth and God breathed into you and I, then he breathed into us his word, but he breathed into us heaven. That's what it's saying. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord. And we know that the earth was made also by the word of the Lord. But in this particular verse, God wants us to get this point. When I breathed, gave my breath, and the host of the heavens, the stars of the heavens were made by the breath of my mouth, then if that is true, then I am making you stars. And I'm breathing the glory of heaven into you. That's what God put inside of me. That's what God put inside of you. And on the day of Pentecost, when the wind blew, God was saying, it's going to be heaven on earth again. I'm going to make you stars. Hallelujah. The real stars in the earth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. They're standing in awe of him. They're standing in awe of you because God said, let us create man in our own image and in our likeness. The glory of God is upon you, is upon me. Hallelujah. Well, our prayer focus is going to be this: understanding that God breathed into us just like he did the host in the heavens. We're going to pray, God, let me henceforth have heavenly experiences and shine brightly as the stars. To the glory of God. Let the fullness of God shine through me. The sun is part of the host. The moon is part of the host. The stars, part of the host. The planets, part of the host. God, manifest your glory in me and through me. Let that which you have breathed into me be manifest every day of my life. Pray. Lift up your voice. Talk to God. Father, I thank you, Lord, oh God, that you have placed your glory on my life and on the lives of your sons and your daughters. Henceforth, Lord, oh God, we have heavenly experiences in you, and we're shining brightly as the stars for your glory and your honor. Lord, oh God, the fullness of who you are is shining through us as your people. Lord, oh God, let that which you have breathed, oh God, into us as your sons and your daughters be manifest every day. Let the awesomeness, oh God, of who you are, oh God, come forth so boldly, so powerfully. Let it cause ordinary men, Lord, oh God, people, oh God, to experience a fear for you that causes them to cry out, oh God, to you. Let us, oh God, shine so brightly. Let it be obvious that we are not of this world. Hallelujah. We are from above, born from above. And that which is from above is above all. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the above all anointing, grace upon our lives, so that we might operate as head and not as tail, above only and never beneath. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for transformation taking place even now. Thank you, Lord, for this spiritual reset, our awareness of who we are in you forever, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Word of God says in verse, let me do one more part, verse 7. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Well, we do know that when Israel was coming through from Egypt in their journey towards the promised land, that God gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. When they were coming through the Jordan, into the land, into the promised land proper, same thing happened. What was that all about? It was about God making a way where there was no way. Hallelujah. And he laid up the debt in storehouses. He lays up the debt in storehouses. Now, what is that all about? It is not only a removal of that which is blocking the pathway. When it talks about the debt in storehouses, he's saying he's taking everything. You see, that word trump is a word that has to do with the abyss. Deep, deep, deep places. Basically, he's taking all of that and storing it out of your way. Well, there's going to be a release of that. But for who? The Egyptians that are coming across. They're going to be drowned by that. So God is going to move things out of you, out of your way, out of my way, and give us access, entrance, a crossing. But he puts the issues of the debt in storehouses for a particular time. For a particular time. That's the time of his wrath on those that do not follow through. But for you and I, those treasures that are evil are put aside. That's what God wants to do for you, and that's what God wants to do for me. Those are weapons. But are you ready for this? Not everything in the debt is bad. Notice the word. The word is storehouses. So there's a storage of that which is evil on one side, but there are storehouses of silver and gold. Treasures. And God keeps those for us also. In other words, he's going to separate that which does not belong from that which belongs. That which doesn't belong belongs in the realm of judgment. And so God talks about lightnings and thunder and hailstone being part of his treasury. So there are things that God is going to set aside that are not meant for you. But in the midst of the depths, there's a lot of good stuff. And that also is set aside for you. Some things are set aside not for you, and certain things are set aside just for you. Amen? So our prayer focus is this. Separate me from that which is evil, and separate me for that which is good. So it's separation from something and it's separation for something. Amen? And a pathway of access. You see, This pathway of access is a pathway of trust in God. And in this trust in God, we understand that a God who got you to cross over the Red Sea, got you to cross over, and there was not one weak, not one feeble, and they came across with silver and gold. Wow. And when they crossed over the Jordan, he says, the first city, which is going to be the city of first fruit, that city, nothing was to be taken from there. Why? Because he wanted them to trust him. He wanted them to trust him. So this next prayer is going to have to do with us being separated from that which is evil and that which is good, separated for us or to us. And secondly, that we understand the grace, we have the grace to spoil the enemy and get the silver and the gold in the first crossing. And then secondly, to trust God for continuity in the new land. Remember, in the wilderness they had manna and quail. But when they got into the promised land, manna stopped. But now it was a land of milk and honey. Let's see those two things as we pray through this right now. It's a long one, but I'm sure you get the point, and we'll pray accordingly. So the statement you have there is this: Lord, separate me from that which is evil and separate me for that which is good. Help me understand that I have the grace to spoil, lose the E, the enemy. I trust you, Lord, for continuity in the new land. It's a new place. And in this place, yes, you're working, but you're working blessed. Hallelujah. It may look arid, but God says it's a blessed land. When Israel came back to the promised land, it was very arid. And I believe it was Mark Twain who said, nothing good can happen here. This place is so bad. But go back to that place now, and the place is plush because of the goodness of God, God's hand. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you've separated me from that which is evil on every side, but you've separated me for and to that which is glorious, that which is amazing, great wealth, great resources. For Lord God, you are a good God. I thank you, Lord, O God, that you have released, O God, great grace to help me walk, O God, under the understanding of the power, the awesome power that brings about the release of spoil. Oh, Father, even as it was, oh God, with the Israelites and the Egyptians, Lord, oh God, the women went in and spoiled them. So, Lord, oh God, that when Israel left Egypt, one, they were very wealthy, and two, because, oh God, the enemy was drowned, they had total debt cancellation. So, Father, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, oh God, that debt cancellation becomes a testimony that, Lord, oh God, that resounds again and again and again and again in this body. Lord, oh God, let sons and daughters begin to come and say, Lord God Almighty has eradicated the debt in my life. Lord, oh God, as individuals and as a corporate body, debt cancellations, debt cancellations, debt cancellations, debt cancellations, debt cancellations. Thank you, Father, for your glory is revealed in us even now. In the mighty, glorious name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at verse 9 and then we'll begin to wrap up. Notice what it says here. It says, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. In verse 9, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. There are certain things that we have spoken in prayer tonight that we need to speak a word of command to stay. Many years ago, let me back up a little bit. I was in the city of San Bernardino in California when the Lord caught me up by the Spirit and brought me to Winnipeg. I can take you to the place where he brought me to, where I stood and where I was. That would be 1980. Yeah, 1980 that this happened. God brought me to Winnipeg. I didn't know the place until I guess it was in around 89 that I finally caught on where it was that God brought me to, because I don't want to talk too much about that. Anyway, the land was just a plain land at the time, and I believed that since God brought me to that particular spot, which was at the corner of Pipeline and Adsum here in Winnipeg, I believe that that particular spot was going to be where we built our church. I had no reason not to believe otherwise. We had an experience. We did a Jericho drive around that particular property. It's a fairly large development right now. And as we're driving, I saw the building. I could see it. I saw it. I'm driving, I'm seeing this building. And all of a sudden, it disappeared. I didn't know what I know now. And this might be very helpful to somebody. Because I did not know what I was dealing with, I started pursuing that particular property, to have it. And there were some developers that were looking for that same property at the same time. It now has lots of houses, but the exact spot where I was standing, that particular area, is fenced out. There's no reason to fence that particular spot out other than that's where God brought me by the Spirit. Cut a long story short, we lost that particular property. It was supposed to be handed over to us. But now this particular company, I think it was called Jamstar. I don't know whether it's still around. Jamstar bought the property and built single dwelling homes in the property. You know, very, I don't know how many hectares were in that particular place, but it's a nice development. We lost it. And I wondered, how is it that I lost it? God, you brought me from San Bernardino and you placed me right here. And where I was standing is still fenced out. But that was not the idea. I believe the idea was the whole place, because I saw the building. What did I do wrong? One day the Lord brought me to this. As I was asking that question, brought me here. For he spake and it was done. Okay. God spoke and it was done. Then it says, he commanded and it stood fast. What was done became established by the command. You and I have been praying certain things tonight, and by declaration, those things are done. But we've got to do the secondary part, which is making the commanding statement, speaking the word of command, so that that which we have already spoken stays. That was my missing link. I was busy speaking. It was done. I saw the building. But it did not stay because I did not command. All I needed to do that particular day, as soon as I saw it, I said, I command you, building. I possess you. You are built in this particular spot. And it doesn't matter who it is and how many millions that they have. They couldn't have touched that property. Nobody could have touched that property. But because I did not speak the command, the only place I have is where, wherever you place your feet, that will be your possession. My feet didn't cover too much. So I only have the little turf. Come on. How many things have I lost and you've lost? Because we've not learned that principle of speaking and commanding. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. True. Do the second thing. Speak the word of command. Stay. Be established. When you have God's kind of faith, you will move mountains. So we're going to pray this prayer in wrapping up today. God, everything I have declared out of my mouth today, by faith, I declare that it is done already. But I go this next step as your son, as your child, as your servant, as your prophet. I command that that which we have spoken now be once and for all established. It must stay. Let there be a manifestation. Not just a revelation, a manifestation and an establishment of that which we declared. We've declared only good is going to happen in my life. I command it to be so. Only good. Anything and anyone that is of a contrary spirit to that which God I have declared out of my mouth today and wants to come and dip their hand in the same bowl with me, Lord, today I command that stops immediately. Hallelujah. Let me state it again. God, everything I have declared out of my mouth today, I declare it is done already. As your child, your servant, your prophet, I command that which we have spoken now to be established once and for all. Let there be a manifestation. Declare it. Go for it. Go, go, go. Hallelujah. Manteshekele brekete boko rakataba shande matesoto lebrekete kwashi patasandele brokotamaha. Oh Father, in Jesus' name I thank you, Lord, that Lord, oh God, that which we have declared by faith today, oh God, is done, completed, done, and made complete. And we declare, O God, by the word of command, that is established in the mighty name of Jesus. That which is done is established by the word of command, by the word of command, by the work of command, by the word of command, in the name of Jesus, established. Surely, goodness and mercy, O Father, is following us all the days of our lives. It is a commanded fact, and so it is done. In the mighty name of justice, in the mighty name of the Prince of Peace, in the mighty name of the Almighty God, in the mighty name of the Wonderful Counselor, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we declare so done. Father, we declare so done. Manifest, 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 manifest. All is well, all is done. And Lord, oh God, I thank you, Lord, oh God, that no enemy, no destiny switcher, no destiny blocker will ever come my way to dip their hands in deception around where I am, to involve themselves. Lord, oh God, their rod shall not rest upon mine. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are forever cut off. In Jesus' mighty name, wholeness is established. Surely goodness and mercy follow us in every area of our lives. By the word of command, by the word of command, it is so done and established. Let there be a manifestation of everything that we have sought you for, spoken and unspoken. So it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's a joy once again to have spent this time in prayer with you tonight. And I pray that the Lord will continue to encourage and establish you in all that you do, and that your testimonies will continually flow through and come through, so that all of God's people can celebrate with you the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, bless you richly. At this time, we are going to honor God with our giving. And let's sow our seed of faith. Giving is an act of faith. Giving is an act of reverence. Giving is an act of us demonstrating our love towards God and His purposes. And may we do so boldly, may we do so fervently, and may the grace of generosity be upon you. And I prayed a prayer for you when you received your income tax receipts, that you will do much more than you did last year. And I believe, for me, and I'm a giver, that it is quite possible, I've not tabulated anything, but it's quite possible that I have already caught up with all of my givings last year at this time. Already. I know God can do the same thing with you and for you. Don't stay stuck where you were last year, or the year before that. Make a move. Trust God and see what God is going to do for you, in you, with you, and by you. As a church, we have given so much more than we have given through the years. I'm sure as a church, we've given so much. I think we might have given maybe 4 or 5 times of what we have given in the years past. And if you are a giver and you're honoring God faithfully, you are part of that. So it's not just personal giving, it's us together giving. We've given to so many places this year. Things that we've not done before, we've done this year. Incredible. And that is all happening because of the grace of God. I'm so awed at the goodness of God. It's all so wonderful. Thank God. So faithfully just give unto the Lord. It's 2021. And with that, I say be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. And may God's goodness be revealed in you, to you, through you, by you, and for you in every sphere of your life. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Love you. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, this Sunday morning. I know God has a word for us, and Sunday evening. And those of you on YouTube and Facebook Live and Twitter and Twitch, whatever other platforms, Gab, we look forward to seeing you Sunday. Good night. Love you. This time, have a quick chat with those.